thanks very much for the invite, Lee. The concept plans are on the table, you know, with the Department of State Growth and the Council's combination of putting some plans together. Now we're calling for the public and the road users to, you know, put their thoughts forward, because the local people know what the local problems are, and we'd like to hear from them and any suggestions. The plans can be altered and things like that. Their feedback's important. They'll be on display at the Council Chambers Monday night from 5 till 6, and we hope to get a fair few people in there to put pen to paper and give us some drawings and say what they think, and, you know, especially the residents who are going to be affected.
Feedback can also be made in person, not only at the office, as you just mentioned, but also the council's Facebook page as well, Waratah-Wynyardin. It's all about the high rate of road crashes in the area. It's been a bit of a concern for the council, and it's all about driver safety. That's what we're on about here.
Oh, that's right. And look, former federal member for Bradenham, Brett Whiteley, he promised us $2 million prior to the election to go to it. And we've got to keep the pressure on to see that the feds will honour that. But also, the state government's been good to us, and state growth, and there is money there available to address the Reservoir Drive one, and plans that are on the table for that too. But the other four or five intersections are a major concern, and they'll be the overall... they'll be addressed in the overall plan, but the Reservoir Drive one is you know, work in progress.
So the documents which are now available for viewing detail safety improvements for the Bass Highways intersection with Inglis Street, York Street, and also Calder Road, Wilkinson Street and Aldina Road, and as you just pointed out there, Reservoir Drive.
Yeah, well, two of those junctions are combined names, like Wilkinson Street and Aldina Road are the same one. Inglis Street and York Street are the same. Calder Road and York Street are the same junction, yeah. Also, what's interesting, the Cooey Crawl, you might remember how bad it is when you're coming west out of Burnie at knock-off time of the night, and the Cooey Crawl. There's been a $500,000 grant to do a study on upgrading that or doing something to relieve the congestion there, Lee.
It's still a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, look. And, like a lot of money, $500,000. Just for the study to see what can be done. So, you know, that'll put, you've got to start somewhere and you've got to have a plan. It's like making cake. If you haven't got a plan, you've got to wait for the melted butter, and the butter's in the fridge frozen. It's not much good, is it?
That's exactly right. Yeah, I do remember those days well. It wasn't yesterday, but around 5 o'clock when all the pulp workers used to be knocking off, it was nearly impossible to get back on the road onto the Bass Highway at that time of the day.
Yeah, they're still the same. You take East Cam Road, those lights there where Forestry Taz are. That's just back past the young thread, you said, right round to Ocean Vista of a night, even now, Lee.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to some improvements in the area, and things are on the move, and we've got cooperation from the governments, and so that's good, and we just certainly hope we create a safer area for those crossings around the southern side of Wynyard, the bypass road. I reckon it's been there 40 years, and there's been lots of accidents there, and it calls statistics are on the books to call for something to be done seriously in the way of safety.
That's right. They need to be changed, and the community needs to work with you, the council, to come to the best solutions there. And upgrades have been developed with traffic flow in mind, and also driver safety, of course, which is at its paramount importance.
Yep, that's right.
All right, and the Deep Creek intersection at Wynyard will be closed to traffic if the plan is developed by the Waratah-Wynyard Council, and in fact it goes ahead.
Yeah, that's right. There's a cul-de-sac plan there for the northern side of the highway, and it'll bring all traffic along to the Reservoir Drive intersection, or west towards Inglis Street and what we call Stannings Road Junction. So it will have an effect on the locals, and we'd like to hear from the locals, and you know, what they think, and their suggestions will be taken on board.
And the release of those plans follow that allocation of $700,000, I see, which is a joint state-federal funding to improve the intersection of the Bass Highway and, as we pointed out earlier, Reservoir Drive. And as you also mentioned too, Robbie, the federal government contributed $2.13 million to funding the upgrades during their election campaign. And I think about $500,000 will be provided for a study of the highway between Cooey and Wynyard. That's correct, isn't it?
Yep, that's exactly right, Lee.
Okay, brilliant. Now, as we mentioned too, copies of the plan are available for viewing at the council's Wynyard office. Feedback can be made in person at the office or during the council's Facebook page while it's up and about there. Or you can put your comments by 5 o'clock on Friday, October 14. All right then, Robbie, look, I really appreciate your time this morning. I know you're a busy mayor, the mayor of the Waratah-Wynyard Council, and thanks for taking the time to joining us on 7B Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Lee.